government has been asked to commit more resources to issues relating to sexual and reproductive health so as to realize the MDG target by 2015. Civil society organizations and other stakeholders must work closely with the Planned Parenthood Association of Ghana to extend services to deprived communities in the country. The regional chairperson of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, Kweku Brenu, said this at the 47th annual general meeting of the association in Accra. He said the youth must be empowered to complement government's efforts since they form a majority of the population. We bring you a report by Antoinette Aba and Esther Krang.
The Planned Parenthood Association of Ghana was established 47 years ago to work extensively to address issues relating to reproductive health. It is a non-governmental organization which is affiliated to the International Planned Parenthood Federation. Mr. Brenu said that Federation is strengthening partnership with youth-led organizations and urged all to come on board to create awareness. He said it is regrettable that Life Skills, which was introduced some years ago to educate students on human development and reproductive health, has been dropped from school curricula. Mr. Brenu is therefore calling for a national debate to bring the subject back to the basic schools.
Years ago, we actually initiated Family Life Skills. That is something that became part of the curriculum for schools, and then it vanished. Need to go back to the Ministry of Education to find out exactly what happens. You know, because there are certain things parents cannot provide. So we need to find out why some of these curriculum that talk about child development, human development, are no more on the curriculum.
The Executive Director of PPAG, Dr. Catherine Dawson Amwa, said they have extended activities to the vulnerable and those who are at high risk of contracting sexually transmitted diseases. She urged parents to let their girls go back to school in case they get pregnant along the way.
We urge the youth to be wise, help improve their sexual and reproductive health. For the girl to fall out of school very early due to either pregnancy or any other sexual related issues is very disheartening. Those who have already gone through, they should still be given the chance to go to school.
The president of PPAG, Joshua Pokumenu, called on the association to reposition itself to respond to youth issues.